Today's message, it's 102.7 Mike and the Afternoon, along with Jill, just signing out for the water cooler conversations. And Jill, I don't doubt that you've had this happen to you, because I think it's happened to everybody, that you get frustrated because you need money, you go to the ATM, the ATM machine doesn't work.
Oh, yeah. And I have done that.
Particularly, yeah, particularly if you're out having fun, partying. And
yeah, and I need money.
Need more money, yeah.
I mean, nowadays, hopefully you can use your card, but there are places that you need to pay in cash.
Right. Yeah, you may need cash or something. Right. And so you get upset about it. And I remember one time whenever I was trying to get money, and it was actually during the day, and I needed to send cash to someone in the money order. Mm. And so I was trying to get money together, just like Western Union or whatever it was right. that I was using. And I went to like 3 ATMs, and turns out that it was the network that I use that they were at.
Because there's no way they're all out of money.
Right. Until I get to the last one and I see that the same people that I saw at the one before was also there. It's like, all right, something's up.
But you know
what I didn't do? I didn't freak out and go nuts on the machine.
Well, no.
But
people do that because they're whack jobs.
Yeah. And you really step over the line when you get upset, and sometimes logic just doesn't enter the picture. Because when I look at it, it's like, okay, I don't care how mad I am at the ATM. It's an ATM, you know?
And right.
Meaning that it protects money. It's like a safe, okay? Because
yeah.
they've made sure that you can't get in the things.
Exactly.
And so this woman got so frustrated in St. Paul, Minnesota, that she took a golf club to it. Yeah.
Did she just have one of those in her trunk?
She did.
It's St. Paul. It's not exactly warm right now.
Well, yeah. Well, it all went down at 2:15 in the morning.
Oh,
so I guess that gives you
Tiger Woods reenactment.
Yeah, right. It was, well, it'd be like me at 2:15 in the morning. I need more cash. It's like, this is my one place to do it.
So, at that point.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I mean, if you're in Vegas, I understand, but.
Yeah. Well, there's all kinds of reasons you need cash, Jill.
At 2 a.m.
Yeah.
In the middle of winter.
Police haven't released her name, but it's not hard to identify her because it happened after her failed attempt to use her ATM card.
Right.
And the thing that I always look at because, for example, that day that I was running around on that Saturday trying to do it, I was convinced that the people in front of me were just too stupid to use it properly. I thought, you know what?
You're all at the same machine again.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I thought whenever I pulled up to the next one, I'm like, all right, see, they're not getting money this time either. Okay, well, maybe there is something. Because before, I'm thinking, okay, one of two things, all right? Either you don't pay attention to your bank balance, you don't have enough money to get out,
or you've
forgotten your PIN code. That's what the problem is.
Also a possibility.
Yeah, and particularly at 2:15 in the morning, it could be. And so the police weren't called until the following morning when a bank employee noticed the damage. And so there was her failed ATM card usage, but there was also surveillance video.
Yeah, of her going bananas.
Yep, and so that's what they got to watch. So they sat down, and what they saw was her getting out of her sport utility vehicle, walking up to the cash machine. And this is after it's refused her, and she has a golf club. She takes a first swing and slips and misses. Yep.
It's like the drunk, what's the things you hit with a stick?
Oh, pinata.
Yeah, it's like a drunk pinata, but it's on the ground right in front of you instead of bouncing around in the air.
I thought you were going to recall the one where there's like closed circuit footage of these two guys trying to break into a place, and they throw a rock and it bounces off of the window and hits the other guy in the head and knocks him out.
Awesome.
Man, that's a great one. And so
that's really why
I was kind of hoping that it, did. But
I mean, either way.
Yeah, she steadied herself.
They look like total idiots.
Right. She steadied herself, swung again, and connected with the ATM. And so she damaged the machine screen. And so now it's going to
cost. They realize no money is going to come out then, right?
Right. And guess what? Whatever it was you were trying to get out is not going to be near the $2,000 it's going to require now for you to repair the ATM.
Now you owe money.
Yeah. That, and you're on video, so there's going to be a release of this somewhere at some point, and yeah, we're all going to watch you, first of all, swinging with.
That might be the first time she realizes she did it, too.
Yeah, Fran's like, wow, I did that.
Ooh, Saturday. Forgot all about Saturday.
Wow. Well, it's probably a good thing I didn't get money out. All right, there you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Best Hits is 102.7.